The Written Legends. The written history of the pineal gland as our possible gateway to the source field, where it is discussed without any veiled symbolism, begins with the work of Pythagoras and Plato, as the occultist Helena Blavatsky explained. When she brings up the mysteries, she is referring to an allegedly hidden tradition of secrets that have been handed down from ancient Egypt and other civilizations in the distant past. Apparently, there are mystery schools that have continued teaching these ancient traditions through to the present day. The key to the whole Pythagorean system, irrespective of the particular science to which it is applied, is the general formula of unity in multiplicity, the idea of the one evolving and pervading the many. Pythagoras called it the science of numbers. Pythagoras taught that this science, the chief of all in occultism, was revealed to men by celestial deities, those godlike men who were the divine instructors of the third race. It was first taught to the Greeks by Orpheus, and for centuries made known only to the chosen few in the mysteries. In his Life of Pythagoras, Iamblichus repeats the statement of Plato that the study of the science of numbers tends to awaken that organ in the brain that the ancients described as the eye of wisdom, the organ now known to physiology as the pineal gland. Speaking of the mathematical disciplines, Plato says in The Republic, Book 7, "The soul through these disciplines has an organ purified and enlightened, an organ better worth saving than 10,000 corporeal eyes, since truth becomes visible through this alone." According to the prolific and controversial Masonic scholar Manly Palmer Hall, Freemasonry traces itself back to these same Egyptian mystery schools. He also claims the biggest secret of Freemasonry is the regeneration of the human being into a divine state through the awakening of the pineal gland. Each of the 33 degrees of Masonry correspond to one of the vertebrae in the human spine, as the Kundalini fire rises up to merge with the pineal gland. The exact science of human regeneration is the lost key of Masonry. For when the spirit fire is lifted up through the 33 degrees, or segments of the spinal column, and enters into the domed chamber of the human skull, it finally passes into the pituitary body, Isis, where it invokes Ra, the pineal gland, and demands the sacred name. Operative Masonry, in the fullest meaning of that term, signifies the process by which the Eye of Horus is opened. E.A. Wallace Budge has noted that in some of the papyri illustrating the entrance of the souls of the dead into the judgment hall of Osiris, the deceased person has a pine cone attached to the crown of his head. The Greek mystics also carried a symbolic staff, the upper end being in the form of a pine cone, which was called the thyrsus of Bacchus. In the human brain, there is a tiny gland called the pineal body, which is the sacred eye of the ancients, and corresponds to the third eye of the Cyclops. Little is known concerning the function of the pineal body, which Descartes suggested, more wisely than he knew, might be the abode of the spirit of man. As its name signifies, the pineal gland is the sacred pine cone in man, the eye single, which cannot be opened until Haram, the spirit fire, is raised through the sacred seals or chakras, which are called the seven churches in Asia. Hall gave additional information into this deep Masonic secret in another book, The Occult Anatomy of Man. The Hindus teach that the pineal gland is the third eye, called the Eye of Dangma. It is called by the Buddhists the All-Seeing Eye, and is spoken of in Christianity as the eye single. The pineal gland is supposed to secrete an oil, which is called resin, the life of the pine tree. This word resin is supposed to be involved in the origin of the Rosicrucians, who were working with the secretions of the pineal gland and seeking to open the eye single. For it is said in Scripture, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be filled with light." The pineal gland is a spiritual organ which is later destined to be what it once was, namely a connecting link between the human and the divine. The vibrating finger on the end of this gland is the rod of Jesse and the scepter of the high priest. Certain exercises, as given in the Eastern and Western mystery schools, cause this little finger to vibrate, resulting in a buzzing, droning sound in the brain. This is sometimes very distressing, especially when the individual who experiences this phenomena, in all too many cases, knows nothing about the experiences through which he is passing. It appears the Freemasons and other secret societies may have also referred to the awakened pineal gland as the Philosopher's Stone. Manly Palmer Hall's description is but one of many that make this strong suggestion when you consider the context. The Philosopher's Stone is an ancient symbol of the perfected and regenerated man whose divine nature shines forth. As the rough diamond is dull and lifeless when first removed from the black carbon, so the spiritual nature of man in its fallen state reveals little, if any, of its inherent luminosity. He who possesses the Philosopher's Stone possesses truth, the greatest of all treasures, and is therefore rich beyond the calculation of man. He is immortal, because reason takes no account of death, and he is healed of ignorance, the most loathsome of all diseases. Rudolf Steiner, a well-known scholar of the esoteric mystery schools, argued that the legend of the Holy Grail, a chalice filled with the waters of life, or elixir of immortality, is yet another symbolic reference to the pineal gland. The bowl of the Grail chalice is shaped like a pineal gland in most historic illustrations, but upside down compared to everything else we've been discussing so far. A recent Steiner compilation entitled The Mysteries of the Holy Grail establishes detailed connections between the Grail legends and the pineal gland. The Holy Grail is also located within each of us, in the castle of the skull, and can nourish our subtlest perceptions in a way that dispels all but the most refined material influence. Steiner is referring here to the pineal gland in the brain. The legends of the cosmic egg, world egg, and particularly the Orphic egg also appear to be pineal gland references. The Orphic egg is pictured with a serpent wrapped around it, and the shape of an egg is similar to the shape of the pineal gland. Manly Palmer Hall again gives insight into the meaning of this ancient symbol, hinting at a connection with the pineal gland when you consider his other statements as well. The ancient symbol of the Orphic mysteries was the serpent-entwined egg, which signified cosmos, as encircled by the fiery creative spirit. The egg also represents the soul of the philosopher, the serpent, the mysteries. At the time of initiation, the shell is broken, and man emerges from the embryonic state of physical existence wherein he had remained through the fetal period of philosophic regeneration. Hall also believed the unicorn was another mythical symbol of the awakened pineal gland. The single horn of the unicorn may represent the pineal gland or third eye, which is the spiritual cognition center in the brain. The unicorn was adopted by the mysteries as a symbol of the illumined spiritual nature of the initiate. According to the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, René Descartes believed that human beings were composed of two main ingredients, a body and a soul, and the pineal gland was the junction point between them. In Descartes' view, the pineal gland is involved in sensation, imagination, memory, and the causation of bodily movements. Though much of what Descartes said does not line up with modern understandings of the brain, some of his thoughts may have come directly from the ancient mystery schools. The part of the body in which the soul directly exercises its functions is not the heart at all, or the whole of the brain. It is rather the innermost part of the brain, which is a certain very small gland situated in the middle of the brain's substance. a low-pressure image of the sensory stimulus from the soul appears on the surface of the pineal gland. Descartes' idea of visual images appearing on the surface of the pineal gland may be far more accurate than most people realize, as we are about to discover. This suggests that he did not think of this concept himself, but might have leaked ancient secrets he had been entrusted with, mixing them in with his own ideas as well. The Edgar Cayce readings also spoke about the pineal gland on a variety of occasions, and agreed that this was a literal eye in the center of the brainstem, and that it was the anchor point where the soul joins with the body. Medical investigations of the third eye. According to Dr. Richard Cox in USC's Health and Medicine Journal, Descartes perceived the mind as some sort of out-of-body experience expressed through the pineal gland. Cox reveals some surprising facts about the pineal gland. Under the skin, in the skull of a lizard, lies a light-responsive third eye, which is the evolutionary equivalent of the bone-encased, hormone-secreting pineal gland in the human brain. The human pineal is denied access to light directly, but like the lizard's third eye, it shows enhanced release of its hormone melatonin during the night. Dissected, the reptile's pineal looks much like an eye, with the same shape and tissue. The pineal uniquely remains the major source of circulating melatonin, which tells us when to go to sleep at night and when to get up in the morning. The presence of light reduces the pineal gland's secretion of melatonin, and darkness stimulates production. Since daylight and darkness affect the gland's production of the hormone, the pineal functions as a kind of internal timepiece. It is certainly strange that a reptile's pineal gland has the same shape and tissue as a normal eye, considering the ancients literally believed the pineal gland was a third eye within the human body, performing a similar biological function. The more I researched this subject, the more I found clues the ancients may have indeed known something that has since been lost. An article in Science News by Julie Ann Miller began to reveal the biological connection between the pineal gland and the retina of the eye. The retina and the pineal gland are the organs primarily responsible for the body's recognition and sophisticated processing of external light. Until recently, these two organs in mammals seemed to have little else in common and were consequently studied by separate groups of scientists. But a new alliance of researchers is now exploring striking similarities that are speeding research efforts in both fields. Once the groups of scientists began working together, they discovered surprising similarities between the two organs. An article in Science Daily featured startling statements from Dr. David Klein, the chief scientist in the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development's section on neuroendocrinology. Many submammal species already detect light with their pineal glands as a third eye. Dr. Klein noted that the photoreceptor cells of the retina strongly resemble the cells of the pineal gland, and that the pineal cells of submammals, such as fish, frogs, and birds, detect light. An even more surprising suggestion can be found in a 1986 paper by A.F. Weichmann in the professional science journal Experimental Eye Research. It is apparent that several relationships exist between the pineal gland and retina. The similarities in development and morphology have been obvious for many years. A recent resurgence of interest in this field has led to a further understanding of many functional similarities between these two organs. Although the mammalian pineal gland is considered to be only indirectly photosensitive, the presence of proteins in the pineal, which are normally involved in phototransduction, light sensing in the retina, raises the possibility that direct photic events may occur in the mammalian pineal gland. This possibility awaits further study. Weichmann is openly speculating that direct photic events, flashes of photons of light, may be somehow occurring in the pineal gland by an unknown mechanism. Due to the similarity of the pineal gland and the retina in the eye, the cells within your pineal gland may be detecting photons and sending them to your brain by a process called phototransduction. R. N. Lally and associates also noticed the similarities between the light-sensing activities of the retina and the pineal gland in a paper from the peer-reviewed science journal Neurochemical Research. Recent breakthroughs in understanding how the retina actually works have made this connection much clearer than it would have been before. As the mechanisms of phototransduction in retinal photoreceptor cells have become more clear, it has equally become apparent that pinealocytes, pineal gland cells, have a selective group of retinal proteins that are involved in the phototransduction cascade. How the pinealocytes utilize these proteins and whether they participate in signal transduction in the pineal is still unknown. The pinealocytes and retinal photoreceptors seem to possess a similar repertoire of activities. No one has proven that the area inside the pineal gland is completely dark. Trace amounts of photons may be appearing by an unknown mechanism, as Descartes appears to have suggested. The pineal gland does appear to be set up for signal transduction, just like the retina of the eye, where it picks up visual images and sends them to the brain. Another group of scientists studying the pineal gland in chickens also concluded that the pineal gland may contain a rod-like phototransduction cascade.